Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the world, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with the hugs and love to you. And Ramadan Mubarak. Hug, 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 hug. Oh, thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. Alhamdulillah. I love you as well. I feel your love, and inshallah, you are feeling my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. And Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. Of course, you know, I was looking around here thinking, I'm like, I said, you know, I always look at my Islamic calendar, make sure I got the, you know, the correct day in terms of sharing the Islamic date on the Islamic calendar, on the Hijra calendar. And I'm glad to think, so I went over to my site, 13. I'm like, what am I talking about? Today is 13th. This we're in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. It's the ninth month, and if, you know, I know we all know that, but remember that we do have some on the line that may not know it. This is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, Ramadan, and we are in this beautiful month of Ramadan, fasting and being obedient and spending most of our days and nights glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking him. And we're in the second set of 10 days. You know, the Ramadan is either 29 or 30 days, but in either case, it's broke up into like the three portions. The first 10 days is the 10 days of mercy. Then on the second 10 days, which we're into now, because today is the 13th day of Ramadan, 1445 on the Hijra calendar, and March 23rd, 2024 here on the Gregorian calendar. And again, Ramadan Mubarak, and we pray that everybody, you know, will be blessed. May Allah bless us all with good health and prosperity in this year of 2024. And we definitely making those du'as, and because this month being a blessed month, sacred month, the month of Ramadan, the month of obedience for sure, because this month is for us to do more in our worship and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you know that Ramadan, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, is, as you can see, when I opened up and I said we was greeting and saying that the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, he was Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan, because the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. with the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. So we spend in our days and our nights, our days doing good deeds and our days fasting and our nights continuing to do good deeds and doing more prayers, you know. So for this year that we're praying for this good health and prosperity, and this is the month of Ramadan, and the things that we do and the good deeds are so, you know, you're getting more blessings for the same deed that you would do in another month, you're getting like 10 times more blessed for it during this blessed month of Ramadan. But either you still, whether it's not Ramadan or not, you're going to still get blessed for those good deeds. But in the month of Ramadan, it's more blessings. Thing is heightened. You're getting more blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we were saying, if a person have any stress or are stressed in any matter, we're saying for this year, 2024, let it go in 2024, utilizing the Quran. And when we do that, whatever situation we're stressed or stressing, we will become totally stress-free. Alhamdulillah, because we are utilizing the Quran, and as we always should, not only in 2024, but always utilizing the Quran. I'm sure you heard then. Allahu Akbar, and I know it is my crib, and that prayer call was going off, and you know how I feel about even speaking during the time that the prayer call is going off, but alhamdulillah, I'd like to at least that last portion up there, la ilaha illallah, I'd like to get that in there, yeah, for sure. And so as I was saying, we're utilizing the Quran as always, not only in 2024. This is always throughout our lives. And seasoned Muslims, I know you know this, but we're talking, you know, to us as well, seasoned. But we got to remember, we have our new Shahadas and new believers, and they need to know this information. That since we've been here and we've seasoned, we already know it, but they don't know it. And so we're responsible to share that to them. So when we say be stressed no more in 2024, let it go in 2024, utilizing the Quran, we are having the Quran to be our resource, our source, I should say, and I got corrected on that, our source for handling all of our affairs. So if there's anything that's bothering us, stressing us, what have you, when we go to the Quran, Allah is going to give us the answers that we're looking for and the peace that we're needing, and security in our thinking and our thoughts and the law. So utilizing the Quran, we will definitely be stress free. Alhamdulillah. Tonight we're gonna continue in our whole idea and topic is, and it, you know, I don't know if it'll ever change because we got so much information that we've yet to put into our establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord and Cherisher, our Khalik, the Creator, and Al Muqit. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Al Muqit, the sustainer, the one who provides for creation. And so we continue with that thought. that idea in our mind as all that we are doing. So we will be, since this is the month of Ramadan, I'm wanting to share and will share throughout Ramadan, you know, basic information, basic tips and articles to help us remind us of some things that we can do to get through Ramadan and some lessons that come in reference of doing these things. And as I say, the seasoned Muslim may already know it, but for our new brethren, new shahadas, new believers, this would be very good information and techniques that you would, can incorporate in your life and to make this your first Ramadan, or maybe you've been in there maybe just a couple of years, you know, or maybe you're considering to go through Ramadan. Maybe you haven't even started yet, but this would be information that would be very helpful. So we're going to be reading some of that information, and as you can see, we're also going to pick up on a couple of hadiths to read as well. And as you can see, we've already been utilizing Al-Asma'ul Husna as we came in, which we know are the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muqid, the sustainer of his creation, alhamdulillah. So that's what we're going to be doing this evening. So with that, we're going to move right along, and we're going to take our first pause for our public service announcement and very important information. Then we're going to get right back and get started, because you know we're only going to be here for 1 hour, because we want to, this is Ramadan time. Once Ramadan is over, inshallah, we go back to our two-hour program, inshallah. You are listening to Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. I am your host, Deepita Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. You know I came up with this one myself. And we ask you to sit tight, keep sight, you know, check it out, and we'll be right back, inshallah.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And you know, we are in our annual Ramadan telethon for 2024, and we want to thank you for your continued supporting the CWSC annual Ramadan and telethon. And you know, as I played that PSA, so that you're helping us financially to secure our intelligentsia operations. And you just heard our dear Martha Nyla Abdullah, Executive Director of CWSC Community-Wide Shura Conference, explaining some of the intelligentsias that your donated dollars do support. And because we are believer-supported, and we most certainly appreciate your years of commitment and believing in CWSC's primary mission to design, build, and operate the infrastructure to facilitate connections for sure, mutual, respectful consultation. And we want to thank you kindly for that. And you know, you can make that donation, any donation you can make, that donation, go over to the CWSC.us. You know, that's us all together here supporting, because we're all believers, and you can go over there to CWSC.us, press that blue donate button, and you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation. And that one-time donation can be whatever you choose, but our most popular giving is the $9.99 per month. And you can do that one time if you want to, or you can do it as a recurring. And you know, recurring means that they'll take it, it'll come out of your banking institution every month, that amount. But we certainly do appreciate you if you go over there and do that. If you want to give more, you know, you can do that. And you know, our goal is to reach the $10,000. It always is during the Ramadan telethon session. And you can do that by going to CWSC, press on that blue donate button, or you can mail your gift, and I'm going to give you that address. You can mail it to CWSC. You can do a check or a money order. You can mail it out to CWSC, make that check or money order out, and then you can mail it. And you can mail it to CWSC Marina Village. Of course, that's Marina Village, 490534th Street, South number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. And if I went a little fast on that, and you didn't get it, but you should have gotten it, you know, we were all giving out the same information. But if for any reason that you didn't get it, when I just give it to you, you can press that one, and I'll certainly go back and repeat that information. I'm just kind of wanting to get on through here so that we can get in our presentation for the day. Now, to you all, that the audience, I want to thank everyone for being here. But you out there in the AM360.org land, you know, if you want to make a comment or ask a question, you're going to need to dial in, and you're going to do that by dialing in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And we'll certainly make sure you get that opportunity. You can give us a like on Facebook, or also you can leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we appreciate you kindly, and we certainly do look forward to hearing from you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Now let's get here. Inshallah, we're going to be able to get through our presentation today. And first of all, I'm going to have to start off here, and I know you heard it all ever since Ramadan started, but I'm, you know, inclined to go through it every one of our sessions here on Al-Islam and Focused Learning Lab. And we're starting here with the Quran, Surah 183, I believe it's Surah 2, 183. I'm going to get me if y'all don't get me, because I didn't. I just got the ayats down. I believe it's Surah 2, 183, though. And if anyone out there got it and I didn't give it properly, please press 1 and let's get that properly done. The Surah Ayat 183 reads, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you, that you may learn self-restraint. And as I had mentioned earlier, Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was sent down. Well, it was sent down as a guide to mankind. And this is 185 of that same surah. The Quran was sent down as a guide to mankind. Also, clear signs or guidance and judgment between right and wrong. So there we get in self-restraint, and we get in guidance and judgment between what is right and what is wrong. So every one of you who is present at his home during the month of Ramadan should spend it in fasting. Alhamdulillah. But if you are ill or on a journey, then that prescribed period should be made up at a later time, when you're not ill or when you're not on a journey. Allah intends every facility for us, and he does not want to put us to difficulties. He wants us to complete the prescribed period of fasting and to glorify him, and that he has guided us, and he wants us to be grateful, and we should be grateful. And I'm pretty sure we are. I know I am. Alhamdulillah. Okay, as we enter this, some is the 12th day, and some of us is the 13th day of Ramadan. We want to reflect on the virtues of patience and gratitude. And you know that we're in the second 10 days. Ramadan is broke up, as we know, we have 29 or 30 days. And so we go by the 10 days, you know. The first 10 days is the 10 days of mercy. Then the second 10 days, which we are in now, because we're looking at the 12th or the 13th day. So we're in the second set of 10 days, which is the mercy. And then the last 10 days, which is the second 10 days is forgiveness, and the last 10 days is the saving from the fire. Inshallah, will save us all from the fires of this life and in the hereafter. Let me say I mean. So wanting to reflect on the virtues of patience and gratitude, especially when we're in the face of adversity and challenges. We want to explore how cultivating patience and gratitude can strengthen our faith, as well as deepen our resilience and bring us closer. And isn't that what we're talking about? Our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, this is going to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly glorified is he during whatever difficult times that we may be experiencing. So we want to definitely be able to exemplify patience and gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for he blessing us to get through whatever challenges that we are dealing with. Because Ramadan is a time of spiritual growth and self-reflection. And it provides us with the perfect opportunity to strengthen our character. Yeah. This is a perfect time to strengthen our character and deepen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the practice, patience, and gratitude. And isn't that all about how we, building our relationship, learning, and certainly learning al-asma ul-husna, giving us the beautiful names and attributes in which to call upon our Lord from, and showing while we are practicing our patience and our gratitude. We want to cultivate patience and gratitude in our lives. We want to recognize the blessings of adversity and hardship. We want to see adversity and hardship as opportunities. We want to be, that's showing gratefulness right there, because we want to recognize whatever this turbulence may be, or challenge may be, or hardship. We want to look at it as like, that they're tests, you know. In our reading, and you will see as we continue to read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do man think that he would just be left alone on just saying that he believes? No, we will be tested, he said. Testing is like an adversity or an hardship. But we want to look at it as an opportunity for us to grow spiritually, and the opportunity of reflection, you know, because when we're going through adversity and hardship or challenges, we're going to reflect upon them, you know. And so this is our opportunity to show our gratitude, show patience and gratitude, which is strengthening our faith, deepening our resilience, you know. Going to get right back up off of whatever we dealing with, that's okay. We're going to deal with it and, hey, get right back on the path. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. That's what we're talking about during that time of difficulty or challenge. This is, so we want to do that. We're going to go through some of the objectives that we can take while we are going through practicing our patience and our gratitude. This is our challenge. Our challenge is to cultivate patience and gratitude in our lives, recognizing the blessings of adversity and hardship as opportunities, again, for spiritual growth and reflection. We want to practice patience, which is sabr, and remember, and Allah, highly glorified is He, is al-sabr, the most patient. And we want to practice patience in moments of difficulty or hardship throughout the day. And especially when you're fasting, because sometimes, you know, when you're going through a hardship or something, you can say, well, okay, fix myself a cup of coffee, or get me some juice or a sandwich or something, and then, you know, just sit down here and I'm going to think about this, you know. But now we're fasting, so you won't be able to grab anything. Instead of doing that, we're going to have to actually, for real, practice patience. We're going to have to actually practice it upon that difficult or hardship that we're going through, and just know that it is a test for us. And we'll take a deep breath, remain calm, and trust in Allah's wisdom and decree. Because whatever we're going through, it is by the will of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His will. We want to reflect on the blessings of adversity and challenges in our life. We want to consider how moments of difficulty have strengthened our character. It has deepened our faith and leads us to personal growth and resilience when we reflect upon the blessing of the adversity and the challenges. We want to express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings he has bestowed upon us, both in times of ease and in hardship. So when a hardship comes, we shouldn't just focus on the hardship. We want to focus on the times that there was no hardship. And we want to, because when we do that in the face of a hardship, focus on the times when there was no hardship or when there was ease, it certainly makes it easier getting through the hardship. So we want to take a moment to reflect on the abundance of Allah's mercy and provision. We want to use moments of waiting or a delay. If you're waiting to, say, for instance, if you at a doctor's office waiting on a doctor's appointment, or you know, you might be taking a cab or a bus or something, or train or something to move from point A to point B, and you're just sitting there. Well, we want to take those times as an opportunity to be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dhikr. You know, we want to remember Allah and reflect during those times. That's an opportune time to remember Allah and to just constantly thank him as we reflect upon the many times that he has helped us out, made things better for us, instead of feeling frustrated or impatient. No. We take those moments and turn them into opportunities for spiritual connection and mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to remember to reach out to someone who may be going through a challenging time, because when we're just focusing on ourselves and what we're going through, we have to remember that there is some that is going through something perhaps even more difficult or challenging than what we are. And if we think about others that may be going through whatever they're going through of a challenge or a difficult time, then that would take our focus off so much on me, because someone else is in need. And during the month of Ramadan, for sure, but always, any time that we help, be able to be helpful to someone that is going through something, we'll get blessed for it, for sure, but it also helps, you know, keep us at patience and gratefulness in our character, you know. So we want to do that. Take that time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to dhikr and to the other people that may be experiencing challenges or difficulty. We want to offer them encouragement. We want to support them. We want to have empathy for what they're going through. Don't, you know, if they trying to tell you what they're going through and you too busy trying to tell them what you're going through. No. You know already that Allah got you in whatever it is of adversity that you're going through or challenges that you're experiencing. We already know this for sure, this information, as a believer. Well, someone else may not know this because they may not be in understanding that, you know, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his mercy and his kindness upon us at that time, alhamdulillah. So we also want to make sure that we console them that may be going through something a little bit more strenuous than what we are. We can share perhaps that maybe we have had an experience of that nature, because sometimes, you know, when you're speaking to people that's going through something and and you know, and you share that you've been through that, or it's something that, and how you were able to come through it, then you're able to share that with them and give them hope and reassurance in what they're dealing with at that time, you know, alhamdulillah. So once we do that as well, we also want to take a moment at the end of the day of our fasting and our reading and making it through to the end of the day of fasting. We want to take a moment and reflect on the, whatever experience that we had been blessed to experience during the day that helped us cultivate our patience and gratitude. We want to think about any shifts in our mindset as we reflect and see how our mindset helped us to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strengthen our spirit and our resilience, or our resilient spirit, alhamdulillah. We also we want to share our reflections and experience of cultivating patience and gratitude with others, because again, maybe we don't know what someone else is going through, and they may be, for whatever reason, not necessarily sharing it, but you may be able to look upon them and see that you know that they're going through something. So we want to share our experiences of cultivating patience and gratitude and discuss with them the importance of these virtues in our spiritual journey and how they can they help us navigate our life challenges and will help someone else to do the same and encourage them with faith, resilience, and gratitude. Alhamdulillah. So may Allah accept our intentions of fasting and grant us to be able to make the fast, and He's, you know, He's pleased with us in doing so, and grant us the strength and guidance to make the most of this blessed month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. And we say Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. I don't know why I had this here. Oh, and I was just, we were reading, not today's reading. I believe it was in yesterday's reading where we read about the prophet Yusuf in the surah of Joseph. And I believe it's the 12th surah of the Quran. But, you remember when it speaks that, what I'm going to read here, Prophet Yusuf, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, knew from his dream that he was destined for greatness, but it all seemed to, at every turn of his life, he was being met with difficulties, just what we were just talking about. But see, he remained patient, you know, because as you can recall, you know, he was betrayed by his brothers. He was sold as a slave. He was unjustly imprisoned, but he kept patience and perseverance and gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, see, he could have been like all mad and all bitter about these things that were taking place, and you know, like, well, why Allah, it gotta be me? Why is this happening to me? You know, but he didn't. He said, even though in those dreams had said to him, hey, you're going to have a life of greatness. Well, you would certainly think of those things that he was going through, might have, where he could have been like, he could have been like that. Like, I thought you said I was ordained for greatness, Allah, you know, and complain. And, well, why is all this happening? But he didn't, because he knew better. He knew his Lord and cherisher, Allah, our colleague, the creator. And he knew Allah, highly glorified as he was Al Muqti, the one that sustains him. And so, and he knew and had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in the plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for him, all he had to do was just keep faithful. Be patient. Be patient and persevering and grateful. And he knew that if he just kept focusing on being the best he could be, continuing to treat people right with respect and dignity, and doing more than what was requested of him, just do his part, he knew Allah, highly glorified as he, would take care of him. And what he did, and that taking him to heights because of his patience and his respect, it took him to the heights of being one that was put over into a very important position in when he was out there in Egypt, when he had been dropped down in the well and picked up by the caravan of people, and now he was up in Egypt. Got, all those things were taking place, were adverse things for his life, but he remained what? Patient and steadfast and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he knew without a doubt Allah had his back. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, so now with that, that's the ending of that particular article that I wanted to read. And I did want to, I had a couple of hadiths. You know, we want to get as much that we can get in as we can get in. So we're going to go over here, and I'm gonna, I had a couple of hadiths I want to read. So here I'm going to go right here and read a couple of hadiths. Then we're going to do a, now, you know, we've been saying Al Asma ul Husna all alone. They've been in our presentation. So I know you're taking good notes. You know to have a pen and paper, because this is Al Islam in Focus Learning Lab. And so that way you're going to have to learn something. You might, you're going to have to write it down, unless you got one of those minds that you can remember. But, you know, in today's time, things are so busy as they are, it'd be good, it'd be better. And as a matter of fact, that was like the second revelation, the use of the pen. You know, read was the first one, and then the use of the pen. So you want to make use of it. Get your pen and your paper and write it down, and that way you don't have to stress yourself trying to remember when all you have to do is just take the pen and the paper and write it down. So we've been using some of the Al-Asma ul Husna thus far that you have written them down. Okay. Now, speaking of hadith, I wanted to read was, I want to read this one here because it's about, we are fasting, right? So this particular hadith was about, you know, if you just happen to, you know, by forgetting, and you just, for you know it, you done drank some or you done ate. We don't want to get all excited and, you know, and get all bent out of shape. Though we, you know, Allah is all forgiving, the most merciful. But here's an hadith on that. Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, said, if someone eats or drinks forgetfully, then he should complete his fast for what he has eaten or drank given to him by Allah. Penalat Allah. Isn't that beautiful? This first time I didn't read it before. I just saw the heading of it, and I thought, oh, I want to read that one. But isn't that wonderful that if we do forget, I didn't say going in and just, you know what I'm saying, it's just forgetfulness. And we are human. Allah's the perfect one. But see how merciful he is? And see how kind he is, even though it's the month of Ramadan and fasting. If we forgot and we ate or drank something, that was his blessing upon us. Isn't that something? That was his mercy upon us. It said, complete your fast. You know, just complete it. Say, alhamdulillah. And, you know, you can ask Allah's forgiveness because you didn't do it on purpose. But as we read this particular hadith here, we see that it was from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must have needed it, you know. And this was related by Sahih al-Bukhari, book 30, hadith 40. And the wisdom in that, it says your fast will not be affected by the forgetfulness, inshallah. Because we are held accountable for what we knowingly do and not what we inadvertently do or did. Alhamdulillah. And let me go back, and this was another one that I wanted to read also. Okay. I didn't know what I could say. Let me check this one out here because it's talking about. Okay, yes, it is. This particular hadith is about traveling. Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Hamza bin Amr al Aslami asked the Prophet, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, should I fast while traveling? The Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, replied, you may fast if you wish, and you may not fast if you wish. There again, alhamdulillah, and this is related from Sahih al-Bukhari, Hadith 50, Book 30. Now, what I want to say upon this here, that, again, see, you see the mercy and the blessing, even though it's Ramadan. We get a choice as to whether or not we want to do this today, since we are traveling. I've heard of this particular hadith. And if you don't have a book of hadith, I'm getting mine from today's beautiful hadith, which is Hadith of the Day. And you can go to hadithoftheday.com. And you can also have them send it to your email, and you will have them as well. But it's just bringing a better, clear explanation when we are traveling and it's Ramadan. Because I do know we can shorten the prayers, but in terms of the fasting, I heard people say, well, you don't have to, and that's true, you don't. But I wasn't sure that you could do it if you wanted to. You're like, well, I'm just going right up here, maybe 50 miles. I mean, no big deal. I can do this, you know. So I'm learning for the first time right now, for a surety, it's a hadith on it, that you can fast while you're traveling. Inshallah, you want to. Alhamdulillah. Fasting while you're traveling is a choice. If you're able to manage it and want to do it, then you get the reward for it. If you feel it's too much for you, you're unable to, then, and you know you're going to make it up later, then you're going to get the reward for that too. You still get the reward for your intention. What we're saying. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so now, I'm not going, oh my goodness, see, I didn't know, y'all. I promise you, I did not know that we was getting that close to closing. I didn't. I apologize. Okay, and I forgot about you. You know I love you. Not forgot about you, but I was just going on doing what I knew I had set out in my presentation today. But, you know, if you have any questions or comments, you can press one. You know I love you dearly. You know I do. I thank you so kindly I'm just saying thank you kindly. There's no one that's pressed one, and I was continuing on, and you've been there on a long time. That's what I was saying. Thank you so kindly for that. But now if you have a minute or two, or you want to ask a question, you want to share something, you're welcome to do that. If not, you know what we're going to do, don't you? Yep. We're going to Okay, we're going to take this last PSA here. You know you're listening to Alice Lumman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. And you know me, I'm the Prefect Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public last final public service announcement and very important information, and we ask you to sit tight, keep sight, and we will be right back. Alhamdulillah. This is it, y'all. Okay, so if you got anything to say, gotta make it be there. But when I come back, you know we're rolling. Okay, this is
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waridduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And we are back. And remember now that this we are still in the month of Ramadan, and our annual telethon. You want to go over to CWSC and push that blue button, that donut button. And our very own Martha Naila Abdullah was referencing, the intelligentsias of CWSC is with your funds help us in operations of those intelligentsias. go over and press that blue donate button at cwsc.us. That's us all together supporting, and make your contribution. And recall, I said, so everyone must be got that information. I see no one raised a hand about they didn't understand when I give out the address and everything. So you got that. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to get ready to close out so we can get out of the way for breaking our fast for the day. Yay! I'm a little loud. Oh, it's been such a busy day. I'm sure everybody's had a really busy day. My grandbabies come over. Oh, I love it. And my great-grandbabies were with them, you know. And so finally, I think it was about 5 minutes to actually getting into the program. And then everybody's like, okay, Granny, we're going to move on. I'm like, okay. I love you all. You know, you can always stay here with me, you know, while I'm doing my program if you want. But they were moving along. And they had, you know, some other plans for this evening with them and the children. So it's been a day, but a beautiful day, and I'm hoping that you all have had a equally beautiful day, even more. But also, at our closing, we want to remember the homeless, yes, for sure, at this time. And always, we want to remember the homeless and those who, you're homeless, most times, you're hungry, too. And especially families, you know, parents and children. And I'm going to put it like that, parents and children, because it's not only women and children, it's men and children as well. When whatever situation that has been put up on them and they're the one in the responsibility for the children, we want to pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, suffice them with a home. He said, and I found you in need and I gave you shelter and care. And we pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, give them shelter and care and food for their families and bring them families whole together. And we, to that we say, I mean, we want to pray for those who are experiencing illnesses and especially diseases that which maybe been diagnosed as, okay, this is what you have and you have it for life, which is just not necessary so, because we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is Al-Mutadir, again, the all-powerful, He is powerful of all things. So whatever that of a disease or a sickness or ailment that we may have been diagnosed with, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice us and clear us, heal us of those, and heal us with an expedient recovery, and bless that in our recovery that is as though we had never been diagnosed with that disease or that illness or that ailment. And you know Allah certainly highly glorified is He is Al-Ba'ith, the infuser of new life and He also restores life. And He can do that. He can restore that life to us. I'm thinking in my head right now, I just can't think of the attribute to go with the restore. But Allah is He who can definitely give us new life, even if it was said that we have a disease that was lasting in our lives. He can just heal that and take that right away. And we know that we have faith. We were talking about faith today. And patience. And to that, we say, I mean, we want to remember those of our loved ones in which Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, has returned to His will, of return to Him. His will was for our loved ones to return to Him. And we pray Allah's mercy and forgiveness and upon them and ourselves too when our times come, and have mercy and forgiveness upon it and grant them paradise and us as well when we return. And we pray that while we as their loved ones are remained behind yet here with work to do, and we pray Allah would give us patience and peace as we endure the fact that our loved one has returned to the will of Allah, back to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to that we say, Ameen. We pray Allah that we have a fantastic upcoming week, a continued fantastic upcoming week in Juma Mubarak, and a continued blessed Ramadan Mubarak. And to that we say, Ameen. And come on now, come on, get them big old hugs and love. Oh, you know I love you dearly, and I appreciate you so kindly, and I thank you so kindly for being here today, because I'm sure you could have maybe perhaps been doing some other things, but we thank you kindly. That's our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to you as our brethren. So to that we say, Ameen, and big old hugs and love to you, and we're going to get right on out of here, and we're going to do this with, a song from Tua Elamine. You know, I just love her deal, and I know you all do as well. But it's called Philly Shahada. What is that right there? Oh, that was an interview. Philly Shahada. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. The right.